Welcome to the Pendulum Insight Podcast. This is a show for deal makers in the blockchain business, where we meet the players who are changing the game today and get their insight into everything from the red tape to the raise. This is your host, Colton Moffitt. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, we're joined here today by Michael Gord. And Michael Gord is the founder and CEO at MLG Blockchain. MLG Blockchain is a global blockchain-focused venture creation and advisory firm with broker-dealer capabilities that builds solutions using blockchains and smart contract technology. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Would you just tell us a little more about yourself and why you got into the blockchain business?
Yeah, thanks, Colton. So I got into the blockchain business because I discovered blockchains in 2013, 2014, and believed that it was the most exciting technology in the history of the world. And I wanted to tell all my friends about it and play, or anyone that would listen about it, and play a part of the community that was taking it mainstream.
Great. That's definitely very exciting stuff. So what is MLG Blockchain and how did it get started?
Started in 2016. It's basically an iteration of the previous work that I have been doing or had been doing in the blockchain industry. So while I was in university, I started the McGill Cryptocurrency Club and co-founded the McGill Students FinTech Association. Which is the blockchain hub for McGill University. We grew it to be the largest in Canada, and I was really lucky that I was living two blocks from the Bitcoin Embassy, which was the first physical location, physical real estate location, to advocate for blockchains and digital currencies and to have an event space and a co-working space that people could work out of. So I was really lucky to have that two blocks from where I lived while I was in school, and to be able to collaborate with them on initiatives to scale our club. After I started the blockchain clubs, I started to help my friends at other universities start blockchain clubs and to connect with the other blockchain clubs or club leaders across Canada. Started Bitcoin Canada to connect the national community that was starting to develop, and then connected the Canadian community with the blockchain education or the College Cryptocurrency Network at the time. Took on a leadership role there and helped to expand that network globally. My first other venture in the space was called AcceptBT. That was basically a payment processor focused on the Canadian market, similar to BitPay. And then I started MLG after I graduated, with the focus at the time was on helping enterprises understand and adopt blockchains and build blockchain applications to power portions of their business. So TD Bank, was the second largest Canadian bank, was my first client. And then since then, we've expanded to several other lines of business, and our team has grown pretty substantially.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the strong start. You know, in my review of some of the stuff that you guys have published, you mentioned that regulation is the biggest challenge and the biggest opportunity in the blockchain space. How do you see that playing out in 2019?
I saw an article actually a week ago that was saying that there's a percent chance that it's really the U.S. That is the most strict jurisdiction, and because we operate out of New York and in Canada, that's something we need to take seriously. So I think that regulation is the biggest roadblock, because with unclear regulation, you're not sure how to operate, or if you can operate, or what to do. So as a way to mitigate that, we have and we are treating tokens as securities in North America. We got a broker-dealer license, and our team started to get licensed to be able to legally deal with securities in North America, which is a huge barrier to enter and not something that is easy to replicate. But yeah, navigating the regulatory environment in North America especially is not easy right now, but I hope that this article that I saw that was saying that rather than treat tokens as securities, which definitely some tokens are securities, but some are just pieces of software that allow you to access something. There needs to be more clear regulations.
Sure. It has seemed to be a good move in the right direction in terms of treating these things in a more nuanced fashion and even updating the definition of securities that has been around for a long time to accommodate what's happening on the technological front. But, you know, that's always nice when you can have the tech push forward the regulations as it often does. Unfortunately, we can kind of stay a step ahead there. So at Pendulum Insight, we share an emphasis on developing partnerships within the blockchain economy, and that seems to be something that's very important for MLG as well. So tell us more about why you value partnership development at MLG Blockchain.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that we're in the very beginning, the nascency of what is going to become a multi-trillion dollar industry. For anyone that's involved today, the risk is not that your closest competitors or that anyone steals market share for you. The risk is that the entire thing is squashed, which I don't think is a legitimate risk, but the risk isn't that's like the market has the potential to grow so quickly that if a company has a competitive mindset and doesn't want to collaborate with their peers or their competitors, then I think they're going to move slower than a company that has a collaborative mindset and that wants to work with their competitors or with their peers or with anyone to be able to grow the industry. And by growing the industry, it grows the pie for everyone. And whether your percentage of the pie stays the same or grows or decreases, even the pie growing will grow everyone's business and everyone's opportunity within the space. The biggest blockchain business has like 1,000 staff. It's impossible to be able to do everything under the sun with 1,000 people. And most businesses have substantially less than 1,000 people. There's very few with more than 100 even.
Mm-hmm.
So with relatively small teams, it's impossible to be the best at everything in the industry. It's possible to be the best at specific pieces of execution processes. And then I think to be able to do the best work and provide the most value is important to work with the best companies in specific niches.
Sure. And I see that you have kind of tapped into that line of thinking when I check this out. And I see you've got an advisor network. So there's an MLG advisor network. And for those of you that are listening, it has a presence in over 18 countries. And there's at least 70 different partners that have been involved. So can you tell us about the inspiration for that network and your plans for its growth in the coming years?
Yeah, so the thinking behind our network creation is, I think that for blockchain assets, similar to the internet revolution, the fastest growing networks with the highest quality people joining and the biggest networks that are spinning off of the networks will have the biggest impact on the world. So for example, if we go back to the internet age, the biggest businesses of the internet age are the companies like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Google and Amazon that were developing enormous global networks of engaged users that were creating other applications and other services on top of their businesses. And then those networks for the new services were also spinning out. So I think that for blockchain assets, it's the exact same. And the speed of growth of these networks along with the quality of people and the ability for new networks to be created on top, has the biggest value proposition. So for everything that we do, we're keen to create networks of people that we work with. So whether that's advisors or investors or ambassadors or partners, you can't do everything yourself, but you can create a team of people that can, that have experience doing whatever the problem is.
Sure, sure. You mentioned the ambassadors, and I noticed there's also an MLG ambassador network. So what is its role in contrast to the advisor network?
Difference between advisors and ambassadors is that advisors have, by definition, substantial industry execution experience. Ambassadors is more for community management, moderation, forum posting, guerrilla marketing type stuff. So more like university students, young professionals, recent graduates that are looking for exposure to the blockchain industry and are looking to get involved with blockchain projects and are looking to connect with a global community of other people that are excited about blockchains.
Great. Okay, cool. That makes a lot of sense. You know, there's a lot of people curious about how to get involved. And if you don't have a background in development and you're not familiar with, you know, the coding side of things, I think a lot of people are kind of at a loss. You see over the past year, a lot of people with, you know, digital marketing type backgrounds that came into it, they did well because of the whole ICO funding model. But as things become more regulated and people shift towards the regulated STO or digital securities format, at least within the States, that type of, you know, what's allowed in terms of marketing is a whole lot different. So there are other opportunities for those people to get involved, and it sounds like an interesting fit for them.
Yeah, definitely more complicated with marketing securities. I need to add though, development is hugely important in the blockchain industry. The infrastructure is still being built. The DApp layer still is in its nascency. Everything is in its nascency. So the development is hugely important, but anyone with any skill has usefulness or value to add to the blockchain industry. Same as the internet or same as any other industry. So you mentioned marketing. There's always going to be blockchain companies that need help with raising awareness, entering new markets. Sales, super important. Design, super important. Business development, super important. And like anyone that has a skill or an interest could apply that skill or interest to the blockchain industry.
Absolutely. So where does MLG Ventures fit into this mix? You know, within the rest of the MLG ecosystem that we've just discussed, and a larger trend of digital securities, tokenized assets, the various private equity and VC funds that are focused on this space.
Yeah, so our ventures arm is focused on making angel investments into our strategic partners that we believe by helping to accelerate their business, it will help us expand new markets and will allow us to provide a better offering to our clients. So we've made about 5 to 7 angel investments or joint venture investments through our ventures arm.
Cool. That's really cool. You know, it definitely is a very young industry. As you said, everything's in its nascency. And I think we've seen a lot of criticism dumped on the hedge funds that have been propped up in the past couple of years. But, you know, that definitely has not been the same case with, you know, some of the VC funds that have been involved. Some of the VCs have done well, or they've done some very important things, even if they haven't necessarily made their money yet, because VC tends to be a longer term focus. So it's interesting to see that you guys are doing that and doing it in a strategic way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of partnerships do you see being most valuable for MLG blockchain and your clients? You know, what's the ideal model, and what benefits does that model have for everyone involved?
All kinds of partnerships. We're open to working with any group that is doing cool stuff in the industry. I think what adds the most value is working with companies that have a core focus in different geographies that we can co-advise and co-execute on projects with to provide global coverage and local representation to our clients. So our team is distributed around the world, but our core headquarters are Toronto, Montreal, and New York City. So for example, if a client is trying to connect with Seoul or Shanghai or Hong Kong or Sydney or London or anywhere outside of those three cities, we work with the best businesses in those areas to help our clients expand to new regions.
Excellent. Okay, great. So, you know, when you're dealing with these different other companies, third parties, people in your network, what do you find most concerning or risky about those strategic partnerships?
Both strategic partnerships, there is less risk. The risk would be for us to recommend a group that doesn't add as much value. So it's important for us to get case studies and make sure that they are the group that we want to work with. Mm-hmm. If we're recommending a client, but that would be the most risky for
sure. Partner. And, you know, so obviously the due diligence is important. As you said, you get case studies, you know, but what other lengths does MLG Blockchain go to secure that and make sure that your reputation remains intact and your clients get the best service?
Yeah, so our compliance program for the token projects that we take on is a lot more strict, especially because of our broker-dealer capabilities and our headquarters out of North America. Mm-hmm. We need to be a lot stricter with compliance than if we were in Gibraltar, for example.
Right.
So any project that we take on, we KYC of the corporate legal entity, the top management, the shareholders, or anyone that is important. We have a strategic collaboration with a licensed U.S. broker dealer with access to additional legal resources. We have a lawyer on retainer we have a general counsel on our team, as well as a top law firm in Toronto and New York City that advises us on an ongoing basis. We have procedures that require discussion with the client's external legal counsel prior to engaging. We have our internal legal counsel hires legal matters and ongoing compliance and risk management. We have periodic employee training sessions on compliance and risk management. We're auditing financial statements and reviewing tax books by reputed professional tax accounting firms. We are securing corporate insurance. We're one of the first blockchain companies in North America to succeed with that. Our crypto assets are all stored in secured cold storage and safety deposit box. Yeah. We have all of the marketing material for clients reviewed by external counsel. So there's no material issues with anything with any of the marketing material that we're using. And we've turned down substantial business for any clients that have not passed through our compliance and vetting process.
Yeah, excellent. You know, that's really thorough. And I think anybody that's listening now that's interested in working with you guys, you know, understanding that there is this process in place, that's reassuring. So to build on that, for those listeners who are looking for voices and insight they can trust, you know, is there anyone in the blockchain space that you hold in such high regard you'd recommend them without hesitation?
It depends on for what. There's all kinds of things people could be asking for, so I would recommend a different person for different problems or things that need to be done.
Sure. All right. Well, I guess I'll just have to reach out to you then. So any final words of wisdom you'd like to share with everyone listening right now?
We're at the very beginning of a multi-trillion dollar opportunity. There's probably 0.1% market adoption. There's going to be 99% market adoption over the next few years. Right now, there's probably 20 to 50 million crypto holders, like crypto asset holders, and Kick and Telegram are both about to come to market with their tokens to power their applications. Kick has 300 million users, Telegram has 200 million users. As soon as they turn that switch, there's going to be 500 million crypto users. I believe that's going to happen in 2019. Those are just two examples of companies that have a mandate to take a token to market, I believe this year. So I think that we're about to switch from the early adopters to the early majority. When that happens, I think that the penetration of crypto in the mainstream is going to be quite extreme, very sudden. If you're considering learning about blockchains, now is probably the time before it is everywhere. And it's super exciting.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Where can our listeners connect with you if they're interested in learning more about MLG blockchain?
LinkedIn's good. Twitter's good. Email's good. My Twitter's BitGord. LinkedIn is Michael Gord, and email is michael@mlgblockchain.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Michael Gord, founder of MLG Blockchain. That's mlgblockchain.com. And we'll all talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Holden.
Thank you for listening to the Pendulum Insight Podcast. If you learned something today and you want to know more, go check out penduluminsight.com.